Mondays. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine.
Hey, are you at home?
Who to call and how to get there. We make sure that you have
information. Oh, okay, because I was going to give you the number so you can listen to Anthony on the radio.
You have information that you need to know, information that's hard to swallow but good to know. We want to know, make sure that you understand how to motivate your business, motivate yourself, make sure that your business is thriving. We want to make sure that you have information. Information is truly power. 101 ways to market your small businesses, but our topic is about today. And also, money matters. We have a special guest, Anthony Stewart. He's going to be coming up talking about his book and about money and how to get money, finances. It's very important. Without money, you really have no life to some degree. The best things in life is free. However, you need money. We're going to come right back, and we're going to bring up Anthony Stewart, and we're going to talk about 101 ways to market your business. Be right back.
Have lots of Santa clothes
and drive a big fine Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would stab me straight in my back.
No, even had a house.
Welcome back. We're all my friends. When no money comes around, you have no friend. When money leaves, sometimes friends leave. This is September, and September is Congressional Black Caucus Month. This is the Congressional Black Caucus edition of the magazine, Where to Go, Who to Call, How to Get There. If you want to keep yourself up to date where everything is information that you have to know what you're going to do for the caucus or what you want to do, period, where to go, who to call, how to get there, text me at 41242 and put the word in Be There Magazine, all one word, Be There Magazine. You'll be on our special text marketing list, which means wherever we go, you'll be able to find out exactly where we're at. We're going to bring up Anthony Stewart. Anthony, you on the air? Anthony Stewart, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Price.
You're on the air.
All right. Good morning, everyone. And so glad to be here this morning. I know we're talking about marketing and promoting our businesses. And my topic today is basically saving middle America. Promoting a book that's about to be released. In fact, I just got off the phone this morning, and the books will be here in my office in Atlanta, Maryland. And talking about financial literacy, I know the government puts out a lot of money to make sure people become financial literate, and part of it starts with just the basics of understanding it relates to retirement, annuities, Roth IRAs, and permanent life insurance coverage. So we've been promoting that now for the last 20 years, and now is put it all in a paperback book so that everybody can understand it at all different levels, all different income levels, all different ethnic groups can really understand the basics of getting your financial house in order.
That's extremely important, to have your financial house in order. I would venture to say probably 70% of the people walking around United States of America, financial house is out of order. Finances is something that people basically don't understand. They were not taught. They didn't have the basic foundation of finance. Money comes through people's hands. However, money leaves their hands. And when you get to be a certain age, you look back and you say, I've been working for 30 years, receiving a paycheck, but now I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. Now, why is that? Because I had the money. Everybody at some point gets some money. They get a windfall, or they get some kind of lottery hit or something. They have money coming to their income tax return, but still, in the end of the day, they're broke. Why is that, Anthony?
Well, I think a lot of it is because in our communities, we were not taught that at a very young age. That's why it's so important now that we teach our youth that some things can wait. And I know we all like to look good and have the latest and all that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it really begins at an early age, even in elementary school. By the time a person reaches 14, 15 years old, they should have a basic knowledge about the importance of having a bank account, what an annuity is, importance of having life insurance at that age, even though they may not care at that age, but just because we were never taught. And studies show that people that do hit the lottery, usually 2 or 3 years later, they're completely broke because they spend it so easy and without talking about saving. So it's all about paying yourself first. And that really begins with us as parents. We must teach our youth, and we must do this in the churches and everywhere else to get the word out at a young age.
A lot of people's concept of money, and this is true, I've talked to a lot of people when it comes concerned to money, when they get a hold of money, they want to enjoy the money. They don't want the money to be land, what I call chili, land chili in a bank account. They want to spend it up now. What's wrong with that attitude? Because people do, they say, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to pay myself first. I want to spend myself first. What's wrong with that attitude?
Well, the thing of it is that that kind of attitude over time is just kind of continued to bring generations of poverty. And we got to change that. And it really begins with the focus of one household at a time. Yes, we all like nice things. Yes, we all like to have fun. But at the end of the day, when the paycheck stopped coming in, one thing I've learned over the years, you can get a loan for just about anything. You can get a loan to buy a house. You can get a loan to go to college. You can get a loan to buy a car. But there is no financial aid for retirement. Either you did it or you didn't do it. And at that time, there's really not a whole lot you can do other than depend on relatives and friends and family. And we can pretty much forget about Social Security. You know, we can't count on that. So it's just a matter of changing the mindset.
So you must. Now, let's be clear on this for all the callers that's listening and all the people that's on the air right now. You have to plan for your own retirement. You cannot rely on the government or your job or your 401k stock options. All these things could be shaky. You have to have some money. What about the old concept? Years ago, my grandmother believed in putting money in the mattress. She always had some money that was tucked away, stashed somewhere. No matter what happened, she was never, ever broke. And she did minimum wage work. She's the iron shirts and what do you call it, sweeps people's steps, et cetera, but she was never broke. What about that concept?
Well, the thing of it is that over time, I mean, when you think about putting the money in the mattress or even in a bank account for that matter, just understanding what those instruments are for, your banks and all that, that's for today's money. And I think people have to learn the rule of 72. The rule of 72 basically says whatever the interest rate that you are getting, divide it by 72, and that will tell you how long it takes for your money to double. So, for example, if I'm 40 years old and I'm putting something and getting 3%, that means that money's not going to double till I'm 64. And then when you look at that concept, when you look at that, the 100-man story is another number that the Social Security Administration uses that talks about out of 100 people, 56% of them, when they reach age 65, they have to continue to work and depend on relatives and friends. So we got to change that mindset. You know, the under the mattress is not going to grow, and we got to put ourselves in the mindset, if we work for the money, at some point we got to get that money to work for us.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a few calls, and I want you to give some pointers on how money can work for yourself, how to make money work for you instead of you have to work for money. We'll be right back.
www.savingmiddleamericabook.com. But what I'm actually doing, Mr. Price, I'm encouraging the listeners to come past the office and get it. For our listeners, we are going to be doing something special for our listeners. I'm located right over here off of Greenbelt Road, 1010 Greenbelt Road, Suite 960. We're going to be offering a special promo for our listeners where they can actually go to an office and pick up a copy of the book at a discounted rate. We're also going to be teaching a workshop this Saturday that talks about information that's in the book. So there are a lot of different ways, and we have a team full of associates that will be promoting the book as well. So it's going to be easily accessible, easy to get to.
Oh, fantastic. That's fantastic. So the
book is $19.95, and for our radio listeners, we're going to be working 10 off.
We had some technical difficulties going out with our switchboard. Give us again what the book. What? How to get the book in?
Yes, we have it on our website, which is www.savingmiddleamericabook.com. But I'm encouraging the listeners in the Washington D.C. metropolitan area to don't worry about the shipping costs. Come by our office, which is 10210 Greenbelt Road, Suite 960, Lanham, Maryland, 20706. And also what I'm encouraging them to do as well is attend one of our Saving Middle America Tax-Free Retirement Workshops, where we're going to be teaching a lot of principles that our business associates and I have, the reason why we wrote the book. So we're going to be going over a lot of that stuff where they could actually have an opportunity to ask questions in a live setting. I think that would be more effective. And then when they go back and read the book, I think it would be more meaningful to them along with better clarity.
When's the next session going to be?
The next session is going to be this Saturday, September the 17th at 10 a.m. to 11:15, right here at 10210 Greenbelt Road, Suite 960, Lanham, Maryland. Right now we're having a lot of calls that are coming in, so it's going to be standing room only. And for this will be the best 60 minutes, I believe, that a person has spent in their life as it relates to financial information.
Fantastic. We're going to take a couple of calls. We got area code 703. You on the air. 703-253. You on the air. Go ahead. Air code 703-253. You on the air. Air code 410-749. You on the air. Go ahead. Call you on the air. Go ahead. You on the air with Anthony Stewart. Caller 443-614. You on the air. Go ahead. We got several callers on the air. Quick, you on the air. Go ahead. Air code 301-502. You on the air. Air code 301-502. You on the air. Caller, you on the air. Well, this seminar is coming up on Saturday. You say it's going to empower you and make people. It's going to be the best 60 minutes they ever had. So give us one reason why that's going to be such a great seminar to attend.
Well, for starters, we really have to begin with educating America about the current tax consequences that's going to hit all of us. So we spend the first 5 minutes going over that, and we talk about how all of us as Americans are going to share in the debt that this country is in right now, and I think it begins there. Then from there, we kind of go over why it's important to even have a 401k plan or any tax-qualified plan, but we also talk about why you should not depend on that so heavily because of all the fees and places where they're putting their money and it's not being matched. And then from there, we talk about the avenues where they can accumulate a tax-free retirement. And I think it's important to know what the wealthy and what the banks know. In fact, that's the first chapter in the book, talks about what wealthy and what the banks know. And if we're as middle America going to live like the wealthy, we got to do the things that the wealthy people are doing. And I think that's very important.
We've got like 7 people on the line. So if you're on the line, speak up. If you can talk to Anthony Stewart right now live, you're on the air. Go ahead, speak up. because everybody this side is going to hear you. They don't want to talk to you, but they want to hear you. But we're talking about, this is Russell Price. I'm with Be There Magazine. This information is really something that needs to be told, especially in the African-American community. We are one of the, our society or African-Americans, when it comes to wealth, we're one of the least people to have money. It seems to be that other minorities or other people have more money. I was listening to a show the other day, and they were talking about Forbes richest men and talking about the youth and the children of the richest men in America. And when it came to the heirs of the wealthiest men in America, Bob Johnson's kids was at the bottom, the very last. They said Bob Johnson's kid will be his last when it comes to inheriting wealth. That when he actually sold BET, it was because he wanted to make billions, but he didn't understand how to hold on to that entity to give to his generations to come. In other words, if Viacom wouldn't have bought BET, Bob Johnson would have been worth more and his children would have been worth more. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It does. And I think it may start from actually, bringing the children along, in the business. For example, I have a daughter that's 16, and we talk more about my business now than what we ever did before. And I'm hoping that one day, when I'm all said and done, that, she would have the mentality and the hunger to continue to the legacy. It's really about leaving a legacy. And so the children know what's going on your business so that they don't have to go out and work for someone else. They can work for themselves, and we can empower them to do so.
That is fantastic. Another call just came on. Air code 301-79287. Are you on the air? Go ahead.
Yes, I'd just like to say that's a great point. First of all, my name's Carl. I'm calling from Maryland, and that's a great point about leaving a legacy. Even when it comes to our children being college educated and so forth, it's great to get the education. It's great to work in corporate America, but if we can also get them educated and work within their own business and look at that, that's fantastic. So I think Mr. Stewart is making a great point with what he's saying about leaving a legacy, but it starts with us first.
You are absolutely correct, Mr. Feldman. And I think, we have to start that off at a young age. I know when I was growing up, it was a lot of us. I have 9 brothers and sisters. And we didn't have the luxury of just cash laying around. So we had to work for everything. And I really appreciate that kind of upbringing. And, I worked for everything. If I wanted school clothes, I washed cars, I cut grass, I did whatever we needed to do. And that kind of work ethic has somewhere disappeared with our youth today. But we got to get it back if we expect them to run these corporations and run their own businesses. It begins with a work ethic. And if you have a work ethic, you'd be surprised the number of the things that you can accomplish just with an excellent work ethic.
I agree.
That's a good point. Another caller's on the air. Caller, you're on the air, 202-215. You're on the air. Go ahead. Talk to Anthony Stewart. Any caller on the air, you can talk to Anthony Stewart right now. Okay, Anthony Stewart, I want you to touch upon how can a person with a minimum amount of money, say they don't have a lot to put aside, say they have about $50 a month, where could they put that $50 and to benefit them the most if they start out small and maybe end up big? But how can someone who really don't have a lot of disposable income start?
All right. Well, Mr. Price, that is the most important thing, is to just start with whatever the amount of money that you have. The thing of it is, in fact, in the book, it talks about a marble, a baseball, and a beach ball. And if we were to teach our youth and middle American families to start off when it's the size of a marble. And if you picture a marble in your pocket, after a while you forget it's even there. But unfortunately, a lot of people wait until the upper 40s, 50s, and it's just like a baseball trying to fit in your pocket. Now, it might fit, but it's going to be very uncomfortable in a pair of jeans. But then, unfortunately, a lot of people wait till they get in their 60s and they start trying to save for retirement, and that's just like trying to stick a beach ball in your pocket. It just doesn't fit. So it's not the amount of money that a person starts off with. It's how long you do it. And you can get a very conservative program like an index annuity that may average 6.5%, 7%. But if you do that for a long time, you'd be surprised by the time this young person is age 60, 65, how much money they would have accumulated with absolutely no risk involved. So when you're starting off small, that's when you have to be conservative, when you have limited access, limited funds, to be more conservative. And I think that's the key that America needs to hear.
What is an index security? Tell us what that is, because a lot of people may not know what that is.
Well, let me just start off by just saying what an annuity is. An annuity is basically a contract between an individual and an insurance company to pay a lifetime benefit. What an index annuity does, and that's really a hot item right now, an index annuity is the same thing. It still has all the safety. It still has guarantees. But the interest rate is determined by the performance of the S&P 500, Standard & Poor's 500. So the index annuity is going to be a little bit more aggressive, but it also has a floor. You may have heard this slogan where zero is your hero. Well, if you've been around for a while and everybody lost money in the market in 2007, 2008, 2009, they had put that money, instead of having it at market risk, and put it in an index annuity, so many of them would be better off. So if that account grew to $1 million and the stock market crashed tomorrow, that client in an index annuity would still have that $1 million. And so that's a very hot item right now, and it always will be on the market.
How come so many people don't know about that? How come the people that was with Murdoch didn't understand an index annuity?
Well, I think the key with that is so many people, because we live in a microwave society, people want things now. And, I mean, they want it right now, and they'll do it at all risk. So the thing of it was, I mean, I'm sure Mr. Madoff probably wasn't talking about index annuities because that's tomorrow's money. People with that kind of money, they want big returns right away. And as a result, bigger returns, also bigger risk. And that was a major risk they took, unfortunately. And it's got all of them where their life would never be the same again. So it's a time thing, Mr. Price. It's not how much, it's a time thing. You got to be prepared. But look this way, at least middle America has to be prepared. You're not going to get rich overnight. This is a time thing, and that's why it's so important to start early.
Well, when you have your seminars, do you educate the consumer on how to stay away from things like, say, a Murdoch? I mean, because those people were apparently educated. They had money. How could somebody that educated and have money, these people were not broke, how could they get involved with a situation like and lose all their money? I mean, because they apparently knew about investments, annuities. They knew about making money. But how could somebody of that caliber get in a situation where they could lose all their life savings? Is that something that you educate the consumer and people in your seminars on how not to do? I mean, but how could that – tell us, just give us a little overall, not, I guess you can't go into great depth, but how could someone of that caliber who has $200,000 to invest in something like a Murdoch and get their money taken away from them?
I think it boils down to one word, greed. You know, not wanting time to work for them. I just think it boils down to greed. To be able to accumulate that money is actually a task in itself. But what most financial folks don't talk about, there are basically three phases to retirement. Most people only talk about the accumulation phase, I mean getting this money. Very few people talk about preserving it. That's step number two. But the major step is distribution. That's the step number three. And how are you going to get to this money with paying the least amount of taxes on it? So if that kind of thing was discussed, and people were familiar with the rule of 100, which is another money rule that basically says whatever your age is, you subtract that into 100, and that's how much money you should not expose to market risk. So if I'm 60, 100 minus 60 is 40, I should not have more than 40% of my investment portfolio exposed to market risk. So if people understand those basic little rules, they wouldn't run to this get-rich-overnight thing and just let time work on their side.
So somebody like a Murdoch was offering somebody to get rich overnight, but they were saying, you give me this amount of money now, and I give it to you back at a faster rate. I mean, what was he offering that person to make them want to go into an investment like that? What was the calling card? I mean, how could he actually get someone to give him that kind of money?
Well, I mean, obviously he was an excellent salesperson, unfortunately. He probably overpromised a lot of different interest rates, 30%, 40%, and people just basically took him at his word. And I think people may have got some kind of returns back very fast, and that's when the greed kicks in. You know what I mean? So
Okay. So it starts out, you do get something up front initially, and then it's like a bait and switch situation, and then you don't get that after you keep putting more money back in.
That's correct. And that's the whole point of our book. We stay away from those kinds of things. We talk about the safe places, and that's what Middle America needs to know. That's what everyone needs to know. It's not even a return on my money. It's just a return of my money that most Middle Americans are concerned about today.
That's why your book is so important. That's why your book is really important. It should be a must-read for everyone who is trying to make sure their future is secure, make sure they understand finances. They should get a copy of your book, because you can buy a lot of books out here. I mean, everybody has a book, but when you have a book of your caliber to tell you about finances, your book becomes a valuable investment. It's something that you should invest in, because basically it can help you in the future. Just what you talked about today, the thing that you even talked about today, I'm quite sure many callers and many people who are listening don't understand that. You talk to someone about finances, and they will tell you maybe they have a savings account, maybe they have a little IRA, maybe they have a 401k. But as far as, it's like the stock market. If you poll 10 African-Americans, and you ask them about the stock market, the ticker tape, whatever, they don't know what that even is. They don't. It's going across the screen. It means absolutely nothing to them, because they have not been educated on what that is. And that's where your book comes in. Give us, again, where you get the book and how to get the book.
All right. It's on our website, which is www.savingmiddleamericabook.com. That's one way to get it. But I'm recommending that people get it from our office, which is located at 10210 Greenbelt Road, Suite 960, Lanham, Maryland, 20706. We're also in the process of doing book signings and book promotions. But I think for a person to really get the biggest benefit is to attend one of our Saving Middle America Tax-Free Retirement Workshops. I think if they come to the workshop and they hear the information that's shared, they will gladly purchase the book and make sure that everyone in their family does the same thing. So I believe that those two things together is going to really move the book, as well as getting people educated much quicker.
Well, you talk about saving middle America. Is that what's important, middle America? What about the poor or the rich? They don't need saving, or how does that work?
Well, basically, when you look at the whole spectrum, the people that are already filthy rich probably don't need our help. But they're also we also target those who may be just below the middle America. But middle America is the most underserved. Studies show that middle American people are the most underserved. a lot of times the bigger companies already only talk to people that already have a lot of money. That's who they deal with. But middle America is left hurting. They need somebody to sit across that kitchen table and explain this stuff to them in plain and simple English, and that's what's not being done. So yeah, they can get it done that way, and I think that way it'll make it more clear for them and so that they can make good decisions. So if anybody wants to attend the workshop, they can call our office at 301-794-4290. We've done seminars in government buildings. We've done them in churches. In fact, Mr. Price, we'll even go to someone's home. You know, they don't have to be 50 people. They get 8 to 10 people there. We would go to their home. So we are committed, my partners and I, to take away all the excuses for people saying, I didn't know about this stuff.
Well, Free Man Magazine is going to set up a seminar and a workshop for people to come. Also, we're going to have you come and talk to some of our readers, Be There Magazine readers. We're going to set up a situation where you'll be invited to also speak to a group of people about finances, about making sure that they see your book, have a book signing. That's what we're going to basically have, a book signing, an opportunity for you to sign books. Right before the holidays, also you'll be invited to our Christmas celebration, which was, I think this book will be an excellent, excellent Christmas gift. If you want to start somebody off for a present for Christmas to really start them off the new year, this would be an excellent present to give someone for Christmas. So you'll definitely be invited to our Christmas party, which will be December 1st at Policy, 1901 14th Street. Now, we've got about 10 calls on the line. Before we close out, anyone who wants to talk to Mr. Stewart, Mr. Anthony Stewart, the finance extraordinaire, he can tell you stuff about finances and about money. I'd like to speak to you now. Anyone who wants to speak to you now, we have about 5-7 callers on. So anyone who wants to talk to him can speak to him now. Callers, you're on the air. Go ahead. Any closing statements, Mr. Stewart? Mr. Anthony Stewart, financer. I believe that you can really help America, okay?
What they want me to do?
I think the key, and in closing, Mr. Price, is there's never a perfect time to do this. I know so many times I hear so many people say, well, I'm going to start this after I pay my car off, or I'm going to start this after I do this. There's never a perfect time. There's always going to be stuff that's going to happen in your life. There's always going to be emergencies. I just think sometimes we just got to grab the bull by the horn and just start it. And once you start it, you'll be able to continue it.
When I sent my check,
fantastic. That's fantastic. I believe you're right. You start it right away. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Time waits for no one. And tomorrow is not promised to you. You don't know what's going to happen the next day. But you do know what's happening in the moment now. If you want to start something or you got any plans to do something, do it now. Just like they say, just do it. Don't wait. Don't wait. Start out with a little bit. I like that idea you said, if you had a marble in your pocket, you may not even know you have it there. Start out little, you know, and all of a sudden it starts to grow. I agree with you. If you're 62, 65, 70 years old, you're not concerned about trying to save for retirement. You should have been already doing that. I mean, retirement, I mean, when you see somebody in a 60s or 70s try to talk about retirement, that's penny wise and pound foolish, because you really why are you going to plan for retirement when you almost, you know, got one foot in the grave, one banana peel? I mean, you're not really going to be retired. You should be, you know, sitting back, letting that money or your retirement or your job retirement, you should have something to account for your life if you're 65 years old. But the way to do it is to be educated, like you're talking about, understand finance at an early age, to put money aside, to invest in a life insurance policy where it's dirt cheap when you can buy it at 20 years old and pay into it till you get 50 years old and you got money to take out of it. You could even use some of the money and you still got life insurance. So it's very, very important. It's very, very important. I want to thank you for coming on. You'll be hearing more from you on this show and also on Be There Magazine and also events. This is Congressional Black Caucus. I'm going to keep you abreast of where we're going to be at. If you're in the area, I want you to come out to the convention center, to some of the events that I'm going to be posting on Be There Magazine. You're welcome to come and just work the room. Make sure that people meet you. A lot of times, you know, people want to see you in person. You're such a great audio individual on this radio, and what you say is information is very, very powerful, and the way you come across, you have to take this information in. But to meet you personally would even be more of an impact because people now can see who is talking. That's why this seminar you're talking about, this workshop, is going to be dynamic because you're going to be able to give that information out right firsthand. So in closing, give us the address again, the date, the time, and how they can get to this, and what's the cost.
All right. Well, actually, there's no cost at all. It's just donation of your time to build your financial house. But the address is 10210 Greenbelt Road, Suite 960. That's in Lanham, Maryland, right off of Greenbelt Road. We're right in that aerospace building. The zip code is 20706. The phone number here is 301-794-4290. We start promptly at 10 o'clock, so you probably want to get here a few minutes early, grab some juice and a pastry, and I promise you we'll be done by 11:15, and you can enjoy the rest of your day. But my guarantee is this, that would be the best 60 minutes that you spent as it relates to financial planning.
Fantastic. We definitely will get that word out. This show can be also heard in the archives on Be There Magazine. Also, make sure you visit BeThereMagazine.com. Text us at 41242, and put the word in Be There Magazine. Text us at 41242 and put the word in Be There Magazine, all one word, and I'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on. Congressional Black Caucus Edition is now published. Don't miss the caucus. It's also an opportunity to meet lots and lots of people. We'll see you next Monday on Motivational Mondays. Money, 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 money.